93 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a civic media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The judge in Donald Trump's criminal hush money trial will give the jury final instructions in a little over 2 hours. Then jurors will have to decide what happens next. ABC's Lindsay Tuckman is at the courthouse in Lower Manhattan with more.
The jury has several options today. They have the option of convicting Trump on all the counts, acquitting him of all of those counts, or delivering a mixed verdict in which he is found guilty of some charges, but not others. And the final option, of course, is a hung jury if they don't come to a decision in that, in which the judge could declare a mistrial.
The president and vice president will be in Pennsylvania today. They will be announcing a new initiative for black voters. Investigators in Youngstown, Ohio are still trying to figure out what blew the facade off a building, killing one person, leaving seven hurt. At this point, they have no idea what caused the explosion. In the Middle East, a series of strikes in the southern city of Rafah this morning as Israel continues its offensive. This is ABC News. Back in court again today, trying to get a new trial. Scott Peterson, convicted 20 years ago of killing his then-pregnant wife.
Much of the attempt by Scott Peterson and his attorneys from the LA Innocence Project relies on what unfolds in a Redwood City courtroom today. They want pieces of evidence tested or retested for DNA, and they claim those results will show under current DNA technology that Scott Peterson did not commit the murders. But prosecutors say Peterson was convicted and has tried over and over again to get off, but has been denied, and that the attempts need to stop. It'll be up to a judge today. Alex Stone, ABC News.
NBA playoffs. Timberwolves survive in the Western Conference Finals, beating Dallas, but Minnesota still trails in the series 3-1. And it turns out peanut butter may be good for babies. A new study from British researchers suggests that introducing smooth peanut butter to babies as young as 4 months old can cut down on the risk of peanut allergies by 70%. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
The Lynn Stunkla Complete Rain Gutter is ease your mind. With 30-plus years in the gutter game, we've got you covered. Call 715-499-4216 or visit CompleteRainGutter.com for a quote today.
Medicare loses $60 billion annually to fraud. June 3rd through the 9th is Medicare Fraud Prevention Week, focusing on the actions everyone can take to prevent Medicare fraud, errors, and abuse. Learn how to protect yourself and your loved ones by liking and following Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol on Facebook. Then visit our website, smpwi.org. For information and advice, remember, Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Supporters of Donald Trump say they have enough signatures to force a recall election of Assembly Speaker Robin Voss. That's after their first attempt came up short. Petition circulators say they have more than 8,000 signatures from voters in the district where Voss was elected in 2022. Voss has 10 days to challenge the signatures. Federal transportation leaders say they're looking into adding more new passenger train service in Wisconsin. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg says people in Wisconsin want to take the train.
There's no reason why Americans should settle for less in terms of our quality and reliability of passenger rail compared to any other country. That's what this is really about.
Buttigieg speaking with WYSN-TV's Up Front. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Civic Media News, I'm Austin Brumay. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Hayward's annual Muskie Festival has received a $25,000 prize for being a finalist in the Cynic's Hometown Throwdown. The competition is meant to highlight local small-town festivals that give back to their community. Muskie Fest was the runner-up in the competition, finishing behind Norborn, Missouri's Soybean Festival, which earned their event a $100,000 prize. Muskie Fest is in its 74th year and is scheduled for late June. More information on the event is available on their website. An indoor adventure park is in the works for kids in Eau Claire. According to a WQOW report, the Four Treasures Adventure Park will be opening on Mall Drive later this year, giving kids a place to get their energy out when the cold winter months force them indoors. Officials expect that the adventure park will open sometime in November, but will remain open year-round once it's up and running. The park will feature a playground, an area for toddlers, a ninja course, and an area for food and arcade games. I'm Austin Brumay, Civic Media News.
And now a look at today's funeral notices. Mary Mibus, 62, of Ogama, passed away on May 12th at Marshfield Hospital, surrounded by her family. She is survived by her son, David Drexler, by her grandchildren, by her great-grandchildren, by her sister, Kathy Kosterman, by her twin brother, Mark Good, and by her close friends, Don and Sandy Reichwald, along with numerous nieces and nephews and many friends. There will be a celebration of life from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. Saturday, June 1st, at Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Home, located in Phillips. This has been the funeral notice for Mary Mibus, age 62, Ogama.
The funeral announcements are heard Monday through Friday at 7, noon, and 5. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com. The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Services of Phillips and Prentice. When difficult times come, we are most often helped by our faith and the love and support of others. The death of a loved one can be one of the most trying events of our lives. Birch Street Funeral Service has been assisting our communities through the difficult times. Their caring staff will manage the details when death occurs so that you can take the time you need to grieve your loss and share memories of better times. Birch Street Funeral Service offers many options for burial, cremation, funerals, memorial services, and life celebrations. The professionals at Birch Street Funeral Service also specialize in pre-planning and cemetery monuments. They are available 24 hours a day and serve the entire Northwoods of Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook.
We're going abroad for the first time in years, to Spain. So we started using Babbel.
And started learning Spanish fast.
With Babbel, you can start having conversations in another language in just 3 weeks.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind.
In just 3 weeks, we're starting to have conversations in Spanish. Gracias, Babbel.
Babbel, language for life. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
If you're grilling this weekend, be sure to have plenty of artisan hearth buns and rolls on hand. Fancy equipment and secret sauces are great, but once you've mastered the basics, it's all about the bun. Your perfectly grilled burgers and hot dogs deserve the best. And with several varieties to choose from, including Wisconsin brat buns, gourmet brioche, French, and onion rolls, the bakers of Artisan Hearth have the buns and rolls your family will love. Artisan Hearth, locally baked, delivered fresh daily.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Lots of sunshine today. We'll get to around 70 for a high this afternoon. Not much wind either out of the northeast at only around 5 miles per hour. Tonight, clear 41. Tomorrow, sunshine 74 by Friday. More scattered showers with a high near 70. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp now 37.
The team at Forward Insurance would like to congratulate and salute our area graduates. Keep reaching for the stars as you move forward, and remember that the Forward Insurance team will always be in your corner and the first to respond in protecting you and your insurance needs, wherever your new road leads you in life. Have a beautiful journey from your independent Forward Insurance team in Park Falls and Phillips.
It's time for Civic Media's Scotty Summer Text to Win Contest right here on this local Civic Media radio station. We're hooking you up with Wisconsin Dells prize packs, Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets, plus the chance to win a summer getaway to Door County, Lake Geneva, or a lake house vacation. Download the free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store and get ready to text in for your first chance to win in this statewide contest starting Monday, June 3rd at 7 a.m. It's Civic Media's Scotty Summer.
Brewers and Cubs go extra innings. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Another crazy Brewers and Cubs game at American Family Field. Cubs pitcher Ben Brown pitched a no-hitter through 7 innings. Manager Craig Counsell.
I mean, I thought it was the fastball. It was like an angry fastball. I mean, it was just really good, and it was overpowering for much of the game. So, you know, he threw a ton of strikes. Fastball was excellent.
Top of the 10th, Brewers closing pitcher Trevor Megill had to leave the game after getting hit in his throwing arm on a comeback hit going 99 miles an hour. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
It's not fractured.
The extent of what you know at this point?
Yeah, I mean,
He got drilled pretty hard. It's going to be good and sore for a while.
The Brewers ended up losing 6-3. Milwaukee's Freddy Peralta pitched well, but still has not earned a win this month.
You know, it's hard because I don't, when I perform like well, you know, I want to win, but I want the team to win.
That's Brewers pitcher Freddy Peralta. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On the local sports scene, congratulations to the Prentice golf team. They finished second yesterday at the Unity Sectional. That's good enough to send the entire team to state. And the team members include Eliah Harding, who shot an 83 yesterday, Matty Häkkinen with a 79, Evan Lord with an 86, Jackson Isaacson with a 97, and it was Hagen Isaacson with an 89. So congrats to Coach Nikki Häkkinen and the Prentice golf team off to state, and the Lakeland golf team, always a perennial power. They win sectionals over in Rice Lake at the Turtleback Golf Course. They're headed on to state also. Jack Rubo shot a 78, a 39 on the front and the back. It was Matt Hager finishing with a 77, a 36, and a 41 for Matt. It was Grayson Wagner with an 82 for the Lakeland golf team. Jeremy Henson cards an 82, and Davis Cook with a 79. So congrats to both Prentice and Lakeland golf teams headed off to state golf in Madison coming up on Monday and Tuesday. Big two-day event. The Mellon softball team gets a win last night in sectional semifinals. They took on Northwood Solon Springs on their home field and beat them by the score of 4-2. So Mellon now and Thorpe both are number two seeds. They'll meet for the right to go to state. That game will be played in Athens at 5 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. Other teams from the north in Division 4 softball. It's Grantsburg advancing on in Fall Creek. They'll meet for the right to go to state. Newman Catholic, by the way, Division 5 also advancing on to sectional finals. It was Spooner, a winner. They'll take on Prescott in their next contest. And in Division 2, Rice Lake advances on. They'll get Mosinee in their sectional championship game coming up on Thursday. Baseball action, those advancing on from the north. Shell Lake tops Mellon yesterday, 5-0 to advance on. They'll get Solon Springs Northwoods now in their next game right away again today. Hurley advances on, and they'll get Washburn. Hurley and Washburn will play in Washburn for the regional championship coming up today in Division 4 baseball. Division 3, St. Croix Falls, Grantsburg, Cameron, and Cumberland all advancing on from the north section. And in Division 2, teams advancing on include Medford, a one seed. They advance on. Ashland gets a win as a four seed at home. So Ashland and Medford will play on the Medford baseball field today for the regional championship. Abbotsford Colby and Merrill, they will play at Abbotsford Colby's home field today for the regional championship. And that's a check of your 98Q Country Sports.
Up with it. I play the contest. I listen all day. 98Q Country.
I say that all the time. I'm just saying. It's an annoying thing. I'm just saying. Yeah, there's just the two of us. And I didn't say it. And as you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Have I stopped you at any point along this conversation and said to you, I really am confused about what it is you're saying? Could you please reword it some other way so maybe I get the gist? And is the one, it goes without saying. You ever have people say that? That's annoying because the people that say that, those kind of people, they're not going without saying. They're gonna say. My only hope is that I get away, I go before they say anything. My mechanic has a great expression, more than fair. That's what, if I argue about a bill with him, he'll say, we charge you a price we think is more than fair. What does that mean? He figured out what was fair and then charged me more.
Coming soon to theaters, from the people who brought you Faster and Furious or Part A or whatever, comes a movie that's not quite as exciting. A really patient driver stars in Medium Paced and Patient.
Wow, that guy just cut me off.
Eh, that's okay. He's probably in a really big hurry.
Watch as the guy with the most patience ever totally lets everything slide.
Will you please go? We've been sitting at this four-way stop sign for like 20 minutes.
I just want to make sure that everybody gets a chance to go.
You're fine. Go ahead.
Don't miss the medium paced and patient.
Wow, this guy's really riding my bumper. Let's go ahead and pull over the shoulder so he can safely go around. I'm sure he's a very nice man.
Coming soon to theaters.
Start your day the right way with us.
It's the best start to my day. 98Q Country.
Now I've wasted a paycheck on whiskey and long necks ever since you left, trying to figure this out.
Hold on tall, hold on tall. He's you a
98QCountry.com.
Six after seven, we saw an overnight low of 35, 38 in a lot of areas, warming up to 43 now. I hope nothing got burnt outside. As far as frost goes in some of the outlying areas, you know who you are. 70 is our high temp today, tomorrow. A couple of nice days, and really the weekend's looking pretty good. I mean, I think we can probably go 4 or 5 days without any rain. I think we'll still be in good shape. Man, the perennials and all that stuff are popping out there. Everything's just a popping. Nice day yesterday. A great day yesterday for the Lakeland golf team and the Prentice golf team. Congratulations to both of those teams advancing on to state. Prentice's Elijah Harding and Maddie Hakenen, Evan Lord, Jackson Isaacson, and Hagen Isaacson were working on getting the coach and hopefully some of the team members on the morning show here the next couple of days. It's a quick turnaround. They golfed yesterday, and then they'll be right back at it again Monday and Tuesday at the state golf tournament. So we're hoping to get them on the radio here in the next couple of days. We're working on that this morning. We are going to talk Phillips Track, Coach Olson and Coach Soha. She may not know it yet, but they will join us at 8:30 this morning, along with the track qualifiers from Phillips. So stay tuned for that. I think we're going to get Shawamigan on tomorrow morning. We've invited some other area athletes on today, tomorrow, so we'll see if that happens. It's a tough time of the year with kids finishing school and getting out of school, so we understand. But we'll have the Phillips track on this morning at 8:30, Shawamigan track tomorrow morning. Time to be locked in yet on that. A couple giveaways to tell you about. I got some Brewer tickets. I'm going to give away a little bit later during Reality Radio. We mentioned it yesterday, and if these work for you, we'll get you in the gate for free. They're nice seats, section 223, right by Bob Uecker, kind of in that loge. They're good seats, and they're free, so you can't beat the price. So we'll have some tickets for Friday and Saturday available during Reality Radio this morning. And Saturday, by the way, is $1 hot dog day. $1 hot dog day. That's nice. That's nice. I was at $1 hot dog day one time. I think it was, might have been Target Field in Minneapolis. And I certainly hope they do it better than they did, because they had $1 hot dogs, but it was only at like two stands located like in the outfield. And the lines were really long. So I hope they don't do that to people at the stadium. I hope they make it more available. And Friday is bobblehead day, but the bobblehead days have very quietly not disappeared, but are more difficult. It used to be if you saw that it was whatever baseball player name, Christian Yelich bobblehead day, you showed up at the stadium, you had a ticket, and if you were one of the first like 10,000, you got a bobblehead. Well, for most stadiums, that's not how it works anymore. You have to buy a special ticket that allows you to redeem it for a bobblehead. So basically, it's still bobblehead day, but you're just buying a bobblehead. That's what you're doing. It's not like, because I'm assuming that ticket probably cost a little bit more. So baseball's taken that joy away from us. Thank you very much. Showing up at a Major League Baseball game and getting something free at the gate is kind of rare now. You might get a coupon for Chick-fil-A, you know, for 50 cents off of 50 cents off a $5 sandwich. But as far as just walking in the stadium and getting a free T-shirt or a free bobblehead or a free mini baseball bat, those days aren't completely gone, but they're a lot tougher to find now. A lot tougher to find. Remember, who was it that had the free baseball day? The ones day they had free baseball, and then the game got ugly, and then people started throwing baseballs onto the field, and that put it into that. Right away. I'm thinking there could be an issue on Saturday with $1 hot dogs. These are White Sox fans coming in. You never know, my White Sox fan. If the game gets ugly, I mean, people can start wrapping up these hot dogs in aluminum foil and off they go onto the field. A dollar at a time. What else? We got an exciting giveaway starting Monday. This is pretty cool. It's called the Scani Summer Statewide Giveaway. Oh, it's a text to win, so get that Civic Media app on your phone. And starting Monday, we're going to give you a chance to text us the word for various hours through the day. And really have taken it up a notch, giving away not only Wisconsin Dells prize packs, like we did before, Brewer club-level tickets, and plus the chance to win a Scani summer staycation. So we'll have chances to win seven times. There'll be seven different keywords throughout the day from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. So you'll want to be listening and take the time to text us the keyword for your chance to be a winner of some pretty cool stuff. All right, so that's and another giveaway is coming up. Lena's is going to be giving away a $25 gift certificate as part of Big G's Favorite Places to Eat. That'll be up during Reality Radio this morning. I think that's about 9:30 or so. We've got a lot going on. If you're looking to maybe change careers or whatever it may be, Sierra Pacific is a place to consider. They offer 4 10-hour work days with a possibility of overtime on Friday. Maybe 3 12-hour work shifts on the weekend would be better for you. And they just announced another wage increase and a $1,500 hiring bonus your first year. Go to SPI.careers, SPI.careers. Or you can go right to Sierra Pacific in Medford or Merrill if you like. Sierra Pacific is an equal opportunity employer, including those with disabilities and veterans. All right, looks like the jury's going to start deliberating today and the whole Trump thing. Is that thing seem like it's been going on since, well, a long time. So it's going to be some deliberating. going on with that. How'd you like to be on that jury? No, thank you. Today is World Otter Day, by the way. We love those otters. Today is also National Flip-Flop Day. And today is the 176th birthday, I saw somewhere, for the state of Wisconsin. I'm going to Google it here just to make sure that I don't have this wrong, but no one would ever tell a fib on social media. Let's see, May 29th. Is today May 29th? Yeah, on this day, 176 years ago, the state of Wisconsin became a state, the 30th state. So congratulations to us. Happy birthday to you. Hey. Go celebrate by trying to shake the hand of a badger. See how that goes. We've got sunshine and close to 70 for today. It's a little bit cooler overnight than what they kind of had thought. Some of the people on the south end of the swamp there, and on the north end, might have seen some temps down in that 35, 34 range. I think that would have been pretty common. We will get to some just some great local info on Reality Radio this morning. We've got Scott Schultz coming in. He's now working with the YMCA, and he's going to give us a complete update. What's happening? Is there ready to start construction on that? Yesterday was the day that they moved everything out of City Hall and over into the library. So things are, if they're not already, are close to being vacated out of there, and they're ready to get things going with a wonderful new YMCA. So we'll get you updated on that with Scott at 8:15. The Phillips track team at 8:30. We're going to talk about Facebook scams. Last week we talked about scams in general with a gentleman that was in here that was doing some stuff with NCCU. And Bill Weiler, the IT guy over at Shawamigan School, I talked to him, and he said he wanted to talk a little bit about Facebook scams because they're getting to be more and more prevalent. So he'll join us at about 9:15, all coming up on Reality Radio. This morning, let's get your twice an hour news and sports.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The judge in Donald Trump's criminal hush money trial will give the jury final instructions in a little over 2 hours. Then jurors will have to decide what happens next. ABC's Lindsay Tuckman is at the courthouse in Lower Manhattan with more.
The jury has several options today. They have the option of convicting Trump on all the counts, acquitting him of all of those counts, or delivering a mixed verdict in which he is found guilty of some charges but not others. And the final option, of course, is a hung jury if they don't come to a decision in that, in which the judge could declare a mistrial.
The president and vice president will be in Pennsylvania today. They will be announcing a new initiative for black voters. Investigators in Youngstown, Ohio are still trying to figure out what blew the facade off a building, killing one person, leaving seven hurt. At this point, they have no idea what caused the explosion. In the Middle East, a series of strikes in the southern city of Rafah this morning as Israel continues its offensive. This is ABC News.
News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The law that took union rights away from most public sector workers in Wisconsin is back in court. Arguments in a Madison courtroom Tuesday are part of a new effort to get Act 10 overturned. Law faces a new challenge now that the state Supreme Court has flipped to liberal control. If you have loved ones with Alzheimer's, experts say communication skills are important if they start to feel overwhelmed at big summer gatherings.
If someone says, oh boy, I'm not feeling well, I gotta go home. Okay, tell us what home means to you. What is it like at the home? Oh, you grew up on so-and-so Avenue. Tell us about that. Don't say, remember this, remember that.
Kristen Cusato is a spokesperson for the Alzheimer's Association. Experts recommend smaller get-togethers for people with dementia instead. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Civic Media News, I'm Austin Brume. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Over 100 gallons of cooking oil spilled onto the ground in Eau Claire after a truck crash just after midnight on Friday. According to a press release from Eau Claire Fire and Rescue, the crash occurred at the intersection of State Street and Washington Street and sent between 100 and 200 gallons of cooking oil spilling into the street. Authorities were able to contain the spill before the cooking oil began to enter storm drains in the area, and two people were taken to the hospital as a result of the crash. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation has announced over $23 million in grant funding to build up the state's electric vehicle charging infrastructure. According to a press release, more than 10 municipalities in the Northwest Wisconsin region have been selected to participate in the grant program, which will give them the first federally funded fast-charging electric vehicle stations in the state. Department of Transportation officials also expect Wisconsin to receive about $78 million over the next 5 years. I'm Austin Brume, Civic Media News.
The Brewers lose to the Cubs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers went into extra innings but lost to the Cubs in front of 24,000 fans at AmFam Field. Chicago, with a five-run rally in the 10th, went on to win 6-3. Willie Adames drove in the tying run but was called out at second trying to secure a double. A challenge failed. X-rays on Brewers closer Trevor McGill were negative after he took a hot comeback shot to his right throwing arm. A lot of twists and turns in this one. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
Yeah, there's a lot of key moments. That was one of them for sure. The throw from left field to the bang bang play, key moment.
The Cubs getting a good performance from their bullpen and starter Ben Brown, who pitched a no-hitter through seven innings before being pulled. Cubs manager Craig Counsell.
Look, it was a tight game, and so it was a fun game to watch, and we pitched really well and showed a lot of spirit in the game and a lot of fight, and came up with a win.
Again, the Brewers losing to the Cubs 6-3. The series continues game three out of the four-game series tonight. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On the local scene, congrats to the Mellon softball team. They win yesterday in the sectional semifinal, beating Northwood Solon Springs. So Mellon now will take on Thorpe. That'll be in Athens, and that'll be tomorrow. And that'll be for the right to go to the state softball tournament. And mentioned earlier, Prentice and Lakeland golf teams both qualifying for state. Congratulations to both. And that's a check of 98Q Sports.
AQ Country.
Well, it's Friday evening, 6 o'clock, and all my friends are twisting off. I'm at the house just turning on TV. Well, they all wonder why I've changed. How many times must I explain? It's basic honky tonk anatomy.
runs on dreams and gasoline, and that old highway holds a key. It's got a light on down when it's leaving. I know it's taking a hell of a beating. A little bit of love all I've ever seen it, but it's good as it is. Tough I
of the Park Falls Farmers Market getting going today. Things are cranking up out there a little bit. So as far as it builds every week, it's fun to go there and see all the things that come in. And we'll talk about some of the items that will be there, like eggs, chives, baked goods, and much more. So that happens at the Christ the Servant Lutheran Church right on Highway 13 here, Park Falls, 2 to 5:30 each and every Wednesday now through usually first or second week of October. So it's always fun to plan your schedule, take a walk down there, take a drive over there, and see what's going on with the Park Falls Farmers Market. Busy reality radio today. We're going to talk a little Phillips Track at 8:30. I'm going to get you updated on what's going on with our YMCA. They're getting ready to really dig in on the construction of that here in the next week or so. And it's a good night last night for the Prentice and Lakeland golf teams. This is not easy. I was fortunate enough and blessed enough to be able to golf, to coach our local golf team for a few years. And there's always good golfers and always good teams. And to qualify as a team for state is something special. So congratulations to Coach Nikki Hakenen and the Prentice golf team on their accomplishment on making it to state, and also to the Lakeland golf team and their head coach, Scott Howard, for getting Lakeland. Lakeland's kind of been a perennial power in golf for many years, and Amory was right there on their tails yesterday, and they'll both have the privilege of golfing in a two-day golf event, Monday, Tuesday, down in Madison, a couple of 18-hole rounds. It's always a very, very special tournament for those who love the game of golf. So congrats to both. We're working on getting some of our golfers and coaches on the air the next couple of days before they head off to the state golf tournament. Reality Radio comes up. We've got some Brewer tickets we're going to make available for you for Friday, Saturday, so stay tuned if that works for your schedule. We got a $25 Lena's gift certificate that we're going to give away in Big G's favorite places to eat. And if you had been here earlier this morning, starting Monday, it's another text to win contest. It is a Scotty summer statewide text to win contest. And your chance to win prize packages for the Dells, Brewer, club-level tickets, and the chance to win a Scotty summer staycation. I heard mention of stuff in Door County and all kinds of stuff to get you moving around here in the state of Wisconsin this summer, and we'll help out your pocketbook a little bit, try to make you a winner. So stay tuned for more details, and at the very least, tune in Monday morning in the 7 o'clock hour for your chance to text to win with 98Q Country.
Save big money on your landscaping project now at Menards. We're your destination for concrete landscaping blocks. We have the largest in-stock selection ready to take home today. Plus, you can get free estimates fast using our landscape design program in-store or on Menards.com. Save big on landscaping products when you shop at Menards. Visit Menards.com to view the weekly flyer and check out all the great deals happening this week.
Save big money.
At Tropical Smoothie Cafe, summer is our season. And we're kicking it off with a free 12-ounce Island Punch smoothie for National Flip-Flop Day. Grab your flip-flops and head to your local cafe on May 29th from 2 to 7 p.m. Terms and conditions apply.
Our daughter Jessie loves playing detective.
A clue.
But since we discovered she has sensitive skin, we've been playing detective too.
We thought the problem was our puppy.
But it was actually our old gentle detergent.
Aha. Uh-huh.
So we switched to Tide Free and Gentle. Tide cleans better than the leading competitive free detergent, and it doesn't leave behind irritating residues.
Plus, Tide Free and Gentle has no dyes or perfumes, so it's gentle on your skin.
Case closed.
If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Free and Gentle.
When life spells heartburn, how do you spell relief? R-O-L-A-I-D-S.
What about when life spells spicy wings?
It's still R-O-L-A-I-D-S. Rolaids, powerful heartburn relief. Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
And we have Alexis here from Northwoods Realty to give us a little community news today.
Alexis here from Northwoods Realty, bringing a great new listing from Glidden, Wisconsin. Escape to the Northwoods with our picturesque 20-acre property. This charming 3-bed, 2-bath, 1.5-story home offers a spacious living, modern kitchen with stainless steel appliances, and a cozy wood stove with ample firewood. With first floor laundry, a rec room, and a main bath with tub shower combo, comfort abounds. Outside, a large fenced field awaits your cattle, while endless recreation opportunities beckon. Don't miss your chance to own this slice of paradise. Call now to schedule a viewing. Alexis Merritt, 815-527-1546.
At Northwoods Realty, we know your house is more than just wood and shingles. It's a haven. It's a place to raise a family. It's a home. That's why the realtors at Northwoods Realty put so much of themselves into their work. With a reputation for integrity and excellence, you can count on the staff at Northwoods Realty to come through for every member of your family. And don't forget your visiting family. We have the largest local vacation rental marketplace with over 60 options. Find homes, cabins, condos, and resorts. At Northwoods Realty, we sell dreams. Visit northwoodswi.com.
What's on Tap, brought to you by Miller Lite, the original light beer. Rooting for the Brew Crew, because we're from Milwaukee, too. Tastes like Miller time. Brewers fans, the ballpark never tasted so good. Now that Vienna beef hot dogs are available, don't miss out on the quality culinary home run of the season, which can be cooked to your liking for that classic ballpark taste. Grab a pack of Vienna beef hot dogs at your favorite local grocer today. Milwaukee Brewers Baseball and Miller Lite.
At Tropical Smoothie Cafe, summer is our season. And we're kicking it off with a free 12-ounce Island Punch smoothie for National Flip-Flop Day. Grab your flip-flops and head to your local cafe on May 29th from 2 to 7 p.m. Terms and conditions apply.
Brought to you by Navage. Don't let a cold, sinus infection, or allergies ruin your day. Breathe easier, sleep better, and feel healthier with Navage. Visit Navage.com, Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, or a store near you.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle. Unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies candidates with the right skills, sends you great matches, then you can easily invite them to apply. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. See for yourself. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Lots of sunshine today. We'll get to around 70 for a high this afternoon. Not much wind either out of the northeast at only around 5 miles per hour. Tonight, clear 41. Tomorrow, sunshine 74 by Friday. More scattered showers with a high near 70. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 43.
It's fair time across Wisconsin, and with more than 70 county fairs, 3 district fairs, and the state fair, there's something for everyone to enjoy, including classic carnival games like skee-ball made in Wisconsin. You just roll that ball up a ramp and use enough strength to hop the ball into one of the bullseye rings, then add up your points. So what is the actual object of skee-ball? To show off your bowling-like skills to your friends, to work on your attention span, or to win a prize like a stuffed animal? The answer coming up. Skee-ball is close to 110 years old. It's made in Pulaski, Wisconsin by Baytech Games. The company itself originally started in a basement. Now, do you know the object of the skee-ball game? It really is to add up your points and win a prize like a stuffed animal. One fun slice of Wisconsin. I'm Carrie Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Lots of sunshine today. We'll get to around 70 for a high this afternoon. Not much wind either out of the northeast at only around 5 miles per hour. Tonight, clear 41. Tomorrow, sunshine 74 by Friday. More scattered showers with a high near 70. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 43.
It's the country you want.
I'm gonna be your
from the artists you love.
Hey, it's Carrie Underwood.
This is Eric Church.
All day, every day.
98Q Country.
Knowing that he couldn't have the toy till his nuggets were gone.